بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تسيد الأشعار وفازة أقدس عارف بالله حضرت معنا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاف نور الله مرقده. The title is نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر نٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت, نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وفانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول کریم, اما بعد. This beautiful poem of عارف باللہ مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ریڈ اٹ ٹرانسلیٹ اٹ, بٹ اللہ تعالیٰ گیو اس دی ریئلٹی آف دیز فارمز. وی ہیون گاٹ اینی تھنگ جسٹ ودن آور سیلوز, بٹ انشاء اللہ وی ریڈ اٹ ہوپنگ ود دا برکت اینڈ بلیسنگز آف آور قادر اینڈ آور ایلڈرز, ان شاء اللہ دیز کوالٹیز کم ان ٹو آور لائفز. حضرت سیز نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. We are getting new goblets of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, new enjoyments in our life. When a person, which Hazrat mentions thereafter, when we sacrifice a person's desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away half a life from that person, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives back in place 100 lives. Great, great enjoyment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to a person. So Hazrat says here, جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہے وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہے. A person at every moment who is sacrificing his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means his desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's killing himself, destroying his desires. Then wafani buto se juda ho rahe hai. Then you will find that person going further and further away from these idols of the world, these temporary idols, the woman of the world, the enjoyments of the world, the things of this world. As our buzurgs have mentioned, that when a person, one is a person who is baligh, and one is a person who is not baligh. So the example is like of a physical baligh person and a physically immature person. The person is immature, he's playing with small things of the dunya, playing with kites, playing with marbles and all of these things, and he gets great enjoyment in them. And he looks at other people who are baligh, who are mature, and these people are running after girls, they're worrying about their hair and their clothing. His clothing is dirty, he's unkempt, he's not worried at all. And he looks at these people, they are mad people. They're worrying about women. What benefit you get in a woman? He can't understand, doesn't make sense to him. But let him become baligh also. And this, it's a natural quality, a person automatically becomes baligh. The minute he reaches the age of bulugh, he becomes baligh. Now automatically all the things, small things of this dunya, it leaves his heart. And he doesn't run now after marbles, after kites. Now he's worried about his clothing. Now he's worried about his relationship with some woman, even though he might have to go through haram ways. But now this thought all the time is in his mind. And now his small friends call him back to come and play marbles, to play kites. And he's getting married tomorrow, for example. His mind and thought is in his wife, or he's married already. And they say, come play with us, kite, come play with us, marbles. He say, you mad people, you don't know what enjoyment I am getting in here. And they say, he's a mad person, he doesn't know what enjoyment there is in a kite and marbles. So this is an example of those who are physically immature and mature. Similarly, spiritually immature people, they run after the things of this world, the money of this world, the enjoyments of this world, the clubs, the movies, the pornography, the computers, and all of these small things of this world. And our elders, they are teaching us, how can we become baligh spiritually? And physically, a person has got no power, no ability. Every person has to become physically baligh. But spiritually, a person has to make effort. And this is the effort of the khanka. A person comes in the company of the mashayikh, Allah Ta'ala opens up the eyes of a person when we sit with sincerity, with ikhlas, and we fulfill our ma'amulat. Then Allah opens up the realities of the world to a person. He starts seeing that the things of this world are deception. It's funny, buto, all of these temporary idols and this woman and all of these beautiful things, it's all a deception. Now automatically when this comes into him, he gets the reality. And he's sacrificing his desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So automatically his heart will turn away from these things, these funny but these temporary idols of this world, and his attention will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, so every one of us can judge within ourselves what is our connection. After Asr we read the malfood of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh, who said that there are two signs when a person has got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every person we can see, Allah give me tawfiq, we look at myself first, how much nisbat and connection have you got with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayh said the first quality is dawame zikr. A person always is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now our time very easy, we have particular with our salah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, we are making our masnoon du'as, and the thought of Allah Ta'ala is in our heart all the time. Gradually a person increases, improves. Eventually a time has come when all the time, أَنْتَ عَبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. Abu Zuru said that this is the object of the tawuf, that a person must come such that all the time he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions. What is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mustn't break the commands of Allah Ta'ala. When anything is happening in his life, first thing his mind goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first sign that a person has got nisbat in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second sign a person has got is that the good actions and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes natural to a person. It becomes easy. To perform Fajr Salah becomes easy. For him to miss his Fajr Salah becomes a burden. It's impossible. How could I have missed my Fajr Salah? How could maybe some people, how can I have missed my Tahajjud Salah also? It becomes part of their nature. It's Salah, Tilawat, Zikr. And they get great enjoyment in it. Like how a person gets enjoyment when eating biryani, something lovely tasting, so much of enjoyment. A person's heart has to come in this line. This becomes so physically, spiritually clear, cleansed, that a person gets enjoyment in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And gunas and sins, nafrat and hatred is created in a person's heart. Then a person, like how he dislikes stool and excreta and all of filth and dirt, that's how much of hatred he has for these gunas and these sins. As a Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi, once he wrote to Hatim Radullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, it was about 15 years before his demise. And Hazrat Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi told Hajit Sahab that through the barakat of staying in your company, Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with three things. One thing is that I've got no doubt in Sharia, in any law of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've got no doubt at all about it. And number two, he says that the commands of Sharia have become second nature to me. I can't, even if I want to leave it out, I can't leave it out. It's like second nature, part of my nature. Gunas and sins are hated, and good actions are beloved to me. And the third thing he says that when a person praises me or they dispraise me, whether they criticize me or they praise me, it doesn't make any difference to my iman. I don't get happy with praises and I don't become sad with criticism. My condition remains the same. Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi said that through the barakah of staying in the company of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi, three things Allah had given him: kamal in ilm, knowledge, because he had no doubt in any matter of Shariat; kamal in amal, in actions, because the Shariat had become second nature to him; and kamal in ihsan, the third level of high levels of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where now his only object of life was the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether people said anything, praise, dispraise, didn't make any difference to him. Allah gave us tawfiq that we are coming, this must be our object, the person must make effort towards this, to sacrifice our desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, many times he says that if a person does this sacrifice in mujahada, he says, I'm not taking you to a level of wilayat, I'm taking you to the highest levels of wilayat. I want you to reach the highest levels of siddiqeen, the khatte intiha, the last level, after which the doors of nabuwat, after that is the doors of nabuwat, it's impossible for a person to reach there. He says, I want you to reach that level. And he says, when a person sacrifices, person on this path here, inshallah, very, very quickly you will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I'm not asking you to make so much of mujahada and extra nafal ibadat and many other things, too much of that. But stay away from gunas and sins, and you will reach the highest level. Then Hazrat says, wa khamre kuhan to qawitar hai. This wine of a person, which is old, is very, very strong, very delicious. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with that, is giving new couplets and new goblets of wine, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person has got old wine, he has got love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a person progresses, more sacrifice he makes, Allah puts in his heart more and more enjoyment. Then Hazrat said, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَّا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. See, this is not a tafsir of the ayat. This is two times in the bayan. See, this is not a tafsir of the ayat. But this meaning can be taken also, that in the akhirat, no person will understand, no person knows what is hidden from, for him, from the enjoyment of the eyes, what enjoyment Allah has kept for him in akhirat. But Hazrat says, even in this dunya, what Allah has kept in every wali's heart, even the other wali of Allah doesn't know about it. The sacrifice a person makes, Allah gives that person enjoyment. So Hazrat is speaking about this enjoyment which a person gets when he will sacrifice himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. Sometimes a person will have to give his heart, sometimes his life. But rahi ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai. In the path of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must remain loyal. I cannot break Allah's command. I must listen to see what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I might have to give my life also. Never mind, I can die also. There was one lady in Makkah Mukarramah, in Hijaz. So she went to a hospital. They had a midwife for her birth. But it happened so that the midwife was on holiday and she went early into labor. So she went there and now there was a male doctor. So see, you have to have a male doctor, a Caesar we have to have. So she said, what, a male must touch me? Impossible. So the husband said that you'll die. She said, I'm prepared to die, but I don't want a male to ever touch me. She said, Allah will give me something far better. So her husband took her home. She went to her home, she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, normal birth care after that. And she told her husband, see how Allah ta'ala protected me. When you will sacrifice for Allah, and you will leave out anything for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give you something better in return. So this is a quality, not an easy level also, it's a person's iman. Allah give us that level of iman. So Hazrat says, in the path of ishq, a person must be wa'wafa, he must be loyal in the path of ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will this take place? Khushi apni unki khushi par lutakar. Your happiness and your desires, what you like, sacrifice it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now because of this, we are becoming Ahle Sirk, people of the truth, people of charity. Now we are showing we are truthful people, we are purifying ourselves. The more we are sacrificing ourselves, our hearts are becoming more and more pure when we are sacrificing our desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not only for women, many, many other desires a person has in life, when it comes to money, when it comes to jealousy, many, many other qualities. We read a story the other day that there was one person, he was a manager in England, in one of these countries, and in Malaysia and many countries. So they call him a Muslim person, they call him to Makkah Mukarramah, he must run the Bin Dawood store. So when he came there, he started working there. So after a while, there was a rival company who wanted to open a store next to them. Same next to them, open another store. So he became upset. If you want to open another store, why next to us? You must rather go somewhere else. So the bosses came to find out, the bosses of the company. So they became very upset with him. They said, what's wrong with you? He said, our Muslim brother, you must go and help him. Send our workers to go and help him set up the store. So our roji said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't get one riyal less, you won't get one riyal more. It's written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is when a person is quite the level of iman. Imagine another incident of one chicken, people who sell chicken in Saudi, it's Al-Fawaki, it's a chicken company there. So there are two main chicken companies, Al-Wataniya and Al-Fawaki. So Al-Wataniya was in big problems, they were over a million riyals in debt, and it seemed like they were going to close up, they were in big problems. And as Al-Fawaki will become the sole big company in Saudi Arabia. So the owner of this Al-Fawaki, he wrote a letter to the other person of Al-Wataniya, and he sent him a check of 1 million riyals. And he said, please pay your debt, come out of your debt, and continue your business. And whenever you've got the money, you can pay me back. So these are people that a person sacrifices his desire. For us, if it's us, we'll say, you know what, shukr, the guy is going down now, at least I'm going to make so much of money. But in such occasions, Allah Ta'ala tests a person. And when a person passes that examination, Allah is seeing what the level of his iman, his yaqeen on the risk, that Allah is the giver of rozi and sustenance, and then Allah gives barakah to a person. Allah blesses a person in his life. So a person has to sacrifice his desires. Many times he gets jealousy over somebody else. So at that time, make dua for this person. Making dua, inshallah, Allah will remove the jealousy from our hearts. One person, he was making dua for his friend. He wanted to get married. So it was Ramadan, iftar time. He lifted up his hands, Allah, my friend needs a wife. So his wife told him, hey, watch what you are saying. Watch, it's Maghrib time, watch the words you are saying. Ya Allah, give my wife a beautiful, pretty, good akhlaq, neck wife. And then the wife came with a well and one shot she gave her husband. Then that was the problem. You say, I must watch my words, I'm making such a good dua for my friend. She said, no, I also know the hadith. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever you make dua for your Muslim brother, and the angel says, Ameen, walaka mithlu. Same thing must be for you. So I know your intention is the wrong intention. But anyhow, we're saying that dua, you must make dua for one another. You dislike somebody, you break your desires. And you make dua for that person. How you see, your heart will feel a bit of pain. But then Allah will give you the happiness of the heart. So we have to break our desires. And then we will become pure in our heart. Kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzuka. Mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. Sometimes a person has to drink the blood of his desires, haram desires. He wants to watch a film, he wants to watch TV, but he breaks the TV, gets rid of it, takes it out of his house. Or he wants to go on that porn site. Very, very tempting, it's right in front of him. But he breaks his desires for Allah's pleasure. And a person destroys his pride and arrogance. And when he does so, baqudah ho rahe, he becomes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This pride and arrogance, Allah forgive, save us, take us out from this evil quality, take myself out from it. That a person has pride. The more we remove our pride, the more closer we will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat, naye baab-e ulfat ke wa ho rahe hai. When a person, he realizes that, you know what, I am still very, very far. Even I'm coming to the khanka for so long, but I'm nowhere close to Allah. I've still got a long way to go. And he starts crying, and he starts looking into himself, what weaknesses I've got. Never mind my iman also till now, how weak it is. My salah still is so weak. I go in jamaat, I'm in a madrasa, I'm teaching, I do so much of effort of deen, I'm making zikr, but I'm still so far away. So then he starts crying, what big gunas we are doing, what major gunas. In namaz we are standing, and our mind is going to somebody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine somebody standing in front of you, and that person is turning the other way, turning the other direction. And he's got no fikr and concern for us, how upset we feel. We are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in namaz, we can say it's a kind of shirk which the Sufi are saying, that we are turning our attention to giving our heart to somebody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should have this nadamat, sorrow in our heart. Very, very blessed is that person who can has this feeling in everything. He looks at himself and he sees weaknesses, faults, that, Ya Allah, I'm so far away still. And when a person does this, when the tears come down his cheeks, new doors of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open to a person. He gets closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gets closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye shan e karam hai ke na laiko par karam unki har dam ata ho rahe hai. This is the great kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That people who are not worthy at all, at every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down his karam, his kindness. Allah's name is Kareem. Alladhi yu'ti biduni istihqaq wa la minna. That being who grants without us being worthy in the least, but we're not worthy of iman. Just walk around and see people around us, thousands and thousands of people, they don't have iman. Allah has given us iman. Then there are so many Muslims who have got iman, they're not in the masjid, they haven't come for salah. Allah gave us tawfiq. What and what favors of Allah Ta'ala. And despite that, how much of commands of Allah we break, what and what wrongs we do, but Allah's favors are still coming, pouring upon us. So, and this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every moment, one is the worldly bounties. But that's not a great thing. The great thing is deen Allah has given us. Allah has given us ta'aluk with mashayikh, with buzrughani deen, with our elders. Allah has given us tawfiq to sit in a masjid. What and what bounties. Just to hear the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great, great bounties of Allah ta'ala. And Allah protect and save us. It must not happen because of our naqadri, our ungratefulness. Allah ta'ala can remove us. Because Allah is not in need of any one of us. We are in need. So an easy way is to make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue making shukr and having this fear within ourselves. InshaAllah, la in shakartum la azidannakum is the promise of Allah Ta'ala. We come to the majlis gathering, make shukr. We perform salah, make shukr. Whatever we do, make shukr. InshaAllah, Allah will increase us by means of that. And Allah will not deprive us. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat ko dekho. Ke sultan hokar gada ho rahe hai. Hazrat says, look at the karamat and the miracle of love. That a person is a king also. But he has become a mendicant, he has become a beggar. This can have different meanings. One is a king also. In Kaaba Sharif, he comes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he's in the masjid, and he has to make sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a beggar, he's lifting up his breaking bowels, and he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one person, one day he was in need. So somebody said, go to the sultan of the time, and he'll help and assist you. When he went to the sultan himself was making dua. So this person said, if this sultan is a beggar, why must I go to a beggar and beg from him? I'd rather go to the one who he is begging from. Ask directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sultan also has become a beggar. Or I can refer to Sultan Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi. What a great king. But look at the karamat and the miracle of love. He was prepared to sacrifice everything and become a simple person. But what spiritual treasures Allah Ta'ala gave him. Yet till today, how many hundreds of years later, we still remember him with great honor and respect. Because a person who gives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will never deprive that person. Allah will always give that person in deen, dunya and akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Akhtas Hazrat Ma'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. Hum Tumhara Dil Hamara Chahiye. Behr Ulfat Ka Kinara Chahiye. Behr Ulfat Ka Kinara Chahiye. Sar Hamara Dil Tumhara Chahiye. Gham Bas Unko Pukara Chahiye. Gham Bas Unko Pukara Chahiye. Unke Hoke Kya Sahara Chahiye. Lalte Fal Yaad Tufano Mein Hai. لذتي فليعد طوفان مه کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے حاصل ساحل مجھے تو ہے حاصل ساحل مجھے تو فن ہے تیرے جلوں کا نظارہ چاہیے اپنی آہوں سے ڈر جانا تمی اپنی آہوں سے ڈر جانا تمیر اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے آپ پر ہر دم سی جا ہو میری جا آپ پر ہر دم سی جا ہو میری جا غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے دست بخشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں دست بخشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے اختر خستا و دور افتاد کو اختر خستا و دور افتاد کو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى This beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب منور اللہ مرقدہ حضرت has taught us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in here we see how Hazrat is teaching us the more a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a person learns more how to beg from Allah ta'ala and what to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our buzurgs teach us that If a person takes out daily time to make munajat, that is, to talk secretly to Allah Ta'ala. And we are so fortunate that our elders have prepared dua kitabs like Munajat-i-Maqbool. And our elders explain these are such duas that only a Nabi of Allah could have asked. And with such words that we cannot imagine. All the intelligentsia of the world, one dua that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made, We see it fits so much in today's time that a person could not imagine that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made this dua. So similarly, the more a person gets closer to Allah Ta'ala, Allah opens his heart to make dua. And then what duas they make, you get astonished and surprised. As in this beautiful couple of poem of Hazrat, which is a great bayan, and it is teaching us that what is the sign that you are getting closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. One sign that a person is getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that now he enjoys just lifting his hands and making dua. And another special form of dua, which Hazi Ahmad Naqda Sahib, Damat Barakatum also stresses and explains, that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also has taught, and our elders have taught, that a person should make dua of the heart.
qalbi dua. That you don't even lift your hands, you don't even move your tongue, but you are talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that dua has got such an effect that with your heart you're talking to Allah. As our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that if a person is dumb and deaf, he doesn't know how to talk, but Allah knows his language also. So a person, we have to learn, and this is one of the signs of gaining ma'rifat of Allah and getting closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is teaching us here that mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. That oh Allah, what I want is a support of life. And myself and all we think support of life, if a rich man comes to me and says, don't worry, from tomorrow I will take care of you and I will support you. A person is in a different world. He thinks that now my life is made. But the next minute he can get the news that man is gone to Akhirat already. So there's no rich man in the world that can support anybody. Our life support, Hazrat explains, what is our life support? And where we will learn this? We can't learn this from any internet, anywhere. This you only get from the deep crevices of the heart of the Ahlullah. When sometimes they express it, and what's in the deep crevices, we are just explaining the brief word. What is the reality, we can't even imagine myself. I'm talking of, we won't even imagine that what Hazrat is asking here. So we should learn and realize that what is our life support? We see if a person is in a hospital, he's got life support, and people are thinking that it will help him, but all the life supports of this world can never support a person. Our real life support, Hazrat is saying, gham tumhara dil hamara chahi. That, oh Allah, I need that gham, that worry of yours. And what is that worry? The Ahlullah say, there are two worries they only have. One is, that for a split moment, Allah must not be unhappy with me. All the time this worry and this gham and this fear and concern. And myself, I should ponder and think, today did I just think, Ya Allah, please be happy with me. Are you happy with me? We don't even think of this. So the friends of Allah all the time, they are worried that Allah Ta'ala must not be unhappy with me for a split moment. Because so beautifully a Buzur says, in our zikr also we read this poem, Hai naraazgi jiski dozakh se barkar, usi zaat ki bas riza mangta hoon. That when Allah is unhappy with you even for a split moment, is worse than being thrown in Jahannam. And when Allah is happy with you, you can be thrown in a blazing fire, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. You will be in such a jannat, you can't explain the world what the jannat is. And as Hazrat explains in front, when you got this gham, this worry, that Allah must be happy with me, and what is that? That we live in the obedience of Allah, and we make every effort to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. And end of the day, we realize we are weak. So after every good amal, astaghfar, begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And so Hazrat is saying, Ya Allah, what is my life support? It must be my heart and your worry, your gham. And in other words, your deep love. When a person loves somebody, then he's got this worry. That I mustn't displease this person. This person must not be displeased with me. And this is what we should be concerned. And this is what we have to learn from these great majalis. And the efforts of deen. That is that we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat have explained, very important and necessary. There are three types of ilm which is extremely important that we make dua for it and make an effort for it. One is ilm fadail, that we learn about the virtues of actions that can encourage us to do those actions. Then more important than that is ilm masail, that without knowing the masail you can know all the fadail. But ad-deen bil masail, by Allah Ta'ala, according to the masalas, that is how our deen will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And more important than that, ilmi haqiqat, the reality of that knowledge. That we see, as Hazrat has explained, myself, so we have passed the whole course of the Alim Fadil course, but we still haven't realized the reality of it. Deen is still not in us. So Allah give me tawfiq and understanding to realize that we beg Allah Ta'ala for the love of Allah, the pain, that Allah Ta'ala be happy with us, and that should be our heart. And that is a real heart. Father Hazrat says, Behri ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sir hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat is saying, begging Ya Allah, I need the shores of your love. I need an ocean and oceans of your love. And I need just to be at the shore of your ocean of love. And there's no end to the ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is sitting at the shore of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in what ecstasy he is, we can't imagine. Outwardly he might look like an ordinary, simple man. As Musa Sahib explained, that Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi gave his kingdom. And one of his ministers didn't realize he was actually sitting at the shore of the ocean of the love of Allah ta'ala. And what ecstasy he had, the minister came past and saw he's throwing his old blanket, kodri. So he thought in his heart already, that what a foolish king this is. He was a king, a royal man, and whatever type of clothes he wants, he just ordered and he could change how many types of clothes in one day. But here, like a fool, he gave all that up and he's sitting and throwing his blanket. Immediately Allah put kashf in his heart. Let's see what this minister is thinking. And to teach him and to teach us what is the love of Allah. And this is not the love of Allah that we think we get those positions. The love of Allah Ta'ala is that we sacrifice our life for Allah. But in return, what Allah will give? Those people who, Allah Akbar, who sacrifice, like a person, Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi, when he sacrificed his kingdom, then a beautiful plate of biryani used to come. A person that was there for many years, and he used to get his two pieces of roti and dal. And then he complained and he said, Ya Allah, I'm here in this jungle over 40 years. And I get two pieces of roti. And this man came yesterday, he's getting a beautiful plate of a very delicious meal. Allah Ta'ala says, what he sacrificed and what you sacrificed. You sacrificed one old ten shanti. He sacrificed the whole kingdom. So anyway, Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi showed the minister of his. He threw his needle in the water and he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I need my needle. And then Allah Ta'ala commanded 100,000 fish to take out golden needles. And he made dua, he said, Ya Allah, I want my rusted needle. One fish went down and brought the rusted needle and he turned to his minister. Before he could even say, the minister realized, this is real kingdom. There in the, you are king also. But you're hoping, who is standing with me? Tomorrow, who's going to vote against me? But when you got the love of Allah Ta'ala, you're not worried of votes. Because there you are worried, Allah must be happy with me. So Hazrat is teaching us, this is the dua we should make. That, oh Allah, we want the ocean to be sitting at the ocean of your, at the shore of the ocean of your love. And, sir, hamara, dir, dar tumhara chahiye. That it should be our head at your threshold. In other words, in your obedience. Not that we just sit and we think, oh, I'm a big buzzard making zikr. But we're not in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we have to learn from this majalis. That shaitan can fool us. Without guidance, we make two four rakat tahajjud. And I think I'm the bayzid of the time. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us. So our head at the threshold of Allah, that our spiritual diseases, we should realize shaitan is too sharp to mislead us. Shaitan tried to mislead Allah Akbar. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi also. What a buzurg of the time. That shaitan came in disguised himself and put a bright light and shone over him when he was making tahajjud. And he said that now Allah Ta'ala has sent me Jibreel. That now for you no more tahajjud, no more ibadat. You are very pious. Immediately the friends of Allah, they realized that he read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And immediately shaitan moved away, but he came back again. And then he said, oh Abdul Qadir, if it was not for your knowledge, you shouldn't have recognized me. Again he read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. So we should realize the way we will get all this reality, or just an iota, or just a glimpse, where we are myself still far from this. But these are all the spot. That is why Hazrat is making dua that, oh Allah, we need that support of your life. If you support us, O Allah, all shaitan and his forces cannot pull us away. And that is why Hazrat teaches us another dua also. That all on the one hand, read the ayat, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ عَلَيْكَ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Beg for our tazkiyah, and then beg Allah Ta'ala to make us just. That, O Allah, if you pull us to you, all the forces of the world can do what they want to, they won't be able to pull us away from you. But how we are, it's not just dua, we have to take the dawa also. And what is the dawa, Hazrat further explains, gham mein bas unka pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. That in any condition, in condition in our ibadat also we find we're not feeling nice. Here what the Ahlullah talk to you of gham, that the worry, the sorrow, that in their ibadat they talking, in their marifat of Allah, as they progressing, they realize we still far. And if they realize they are far, then myself, we haven't even know the ABC of what is the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time, gham mein bas unka pukara chahiye. Whatever conditions come upon us, as Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, that don't fall into the condition. And but be above that condition, and how to do that? Just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need a musalla also at that time. You don't even need to be in the masjid. If your connection is with Allah ta'ala, whatever the worry come in your heart, immediately you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, unke hote kya sahara chahiye? When Allah is with you, what else support do you want? Allah, as Hazrat has taught us today, first of all, we think of all the other support. When we don't find any support, then we say, Allah is there. Allah will help. Where Allah Ta'ala is saying, you complaining about me who can do everything for you, to people who can't do anything to you. So this is what we have to learn in these Mubarak Majalis, Surah Bargad, our Shaykh and our Mashayikh, that how we get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person will enjoy Allah Akbar. Lazzat-e faryaad tufano mein hai, kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye. Then the enjoyment of begging Allah and making dua and tahajjud. Hazrat says when there are storms in your life. And it doesn't mean you become a close friend of Allah, that difficulties and storms won't come. Allah Akbar. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashaddul balal anbiya, thumma al-amsal fal-amsal. That those who went through the most difficulties, the closest friends of Allah, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I went through the most difficulty. Allah Akbar, the dua is the time of Taif. We can't imagine. And that is the dua Hazrat is speaking at that time, when in that storm, what enjoyment of dua, only the friends of Allah Ta'ala know that. If Allah just give me a little reality, that just to at least to pick up our hand after Azan and before the Namaz starts, that's a very, very special time for dua. So we should try and make dua at that time also. So Hazrat says, when difficulties come to you, don't be overtaken. Yes, you are a human being, you'll have some grief. But turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah ta'ala, who says that you need to be all the time on the shore. And when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in good times, then you will learn to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when some adverse conditions come. And those conditions come that Allah wants to raise the people, though the pious servants, their stages. So Hazrat further says, Sa hasil sahil mujhe tufano mein hai, tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. Hazrat says that I have enjoyed and I have tasted that I tasted the shores when I was in the mud of the storms. It's all type of different problems. Maybe you are the madrasa, maybe some children are sick, whatever the case may be. Itself, the health is not right in that storm. As Allah Akbar, our Dada Shaykh, 14 years Allah Ta'ala kept him in a form of stroke. But when people came to make the ziyarat of Hazrat and Timadari, that is, to make dua for Hazrat when he is sick, people used to say, we used to feel we are sick. Hazrat is so fresh, you'll never ever say that this is a sick man. And so fresh. So Hazrat saying that, Hasil sahil mujhe tufano mein, that I enjoyed like I'm on the shore when I was in the heart of storms. Tere jalwo ka nazara chahe. But what I want, O Allah, that special focus of your special attention on me. Like jalwa, we'll understand what halwa. When a person gets halwa and he enjoys that mitai, then he is enjoying it, he doesn't want to give his friend. So here, Hazrat is begging that, oh Allah, I'll only achieve this when your special focus and attention is upon us. So all the time we should beg Allah, that, oh Allah, even for a split moment, please, Ya Allah, don't move your attention away from me. Although I am so useless, I am so weak, as Hazrat further explains, Allahu Akbar. Apne aaho se dare jana pe meer, اپنی بگری کو سوارا چاہیے سوارا چاہیے. How to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says that Mir, addressing either Hazrat Mir Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, or all of us to learn that if you want to get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your deep sighs, take your deep sighs out in front of Allah as far as how we led our life in a reckless way, in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not realizing that even in our ibadat, as Hazrat Mawlana Musa Sahib explained, we're standing in front of Allah, myself, but where we are, in a different world. So, Hazrat is explaining how to sort out your life, very easy. No person can be despondent that I can get close to Allah Ta'ala. Apne bigri ko suwara chahiye. How to sort out your spoiled life? Just take out your deep sighs of regret in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beg Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, even from your heart. And don't be overtaken with shaitan. Shaitan fools you, as Hazrat explained, that to do guna, he makes you brave. And then when to make tawbah, then he makes you feel shy. That you, a village, nannanwe chue kaakar abhashku jara. That is telling you, you like that cat, he ate 99 mouse, now like a buzurg is going to the for hajj, like a big buzurg. But our Ahlullah, they teach us, they said, that with that same shame, I'll go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll bury my shame in the dust, and I'll beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala crying, and this is how I will make my life. So we were not ashamed when we fell into the sin. Now don't be ashamed to make tawbah. Now run. Allah Ta'ala is telling us, وَسَارِيُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةً. Run towards the forgiveness of Allah. And this is what is needed in this time and age. The solution to our problems, the unrest, everything. We are running in every different direction. Sadly, we are running on the streets and placarding. That is not going to help. We have to run towards the maghfirat of Allah. And then how Allah will change the conditions which we can't imagine. آپ ہر دم آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جہاں غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے. Then what a stage a person reaches and making dua to Allah Ta'ala, that oh Allah, every split moment of mine I must just be sacrificed for you, I must give my life, Allah Akbar, every split moment. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam, when you want to explain important matters to Sahaba, how he used to take qasam, fida ka abi wa ummi. And Sahaba used to say that to Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam, fida ka abi wa ummi ya Rasulallah. Our parents we sacrifice, everything we sacrifice. So we should realize and beg Allah Ta'ala, that oh Allah, make me such that every moment I realize I should be sacrificed upon you, and don't worry what people say. Let people say you are fanatic now, or you want to become a big buzruk. Since when you go into the khanka and you changing your life? Since when you want to wear kurta? You used to come with us to the club. Now come, just what this match, so what? Don't worry what people say. Become sacrificed upon Allah Rabbul Izzat and see what Allah Ta'ala will give us. Hazrat Father teaches us, Das bakusha janibe zambile ma, mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. That all the time that, oh Allah, my basket is facing towards you, oh Allah. In other words, my empty hands, I am begging from you, oh Allah, Rabbul Izzat. What do I want? Mere sar ko tore tera soda chahiye. That please, oh Allah, my useless head, that is my useless self, I need you to buy me. And Allah Ta'ala has offered this deal already. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah said, I have bought your life. We should be ready and say, Allah, I'm eager to make this deal. Oh Allah, please, buy me also. And like in our zikr also we say, غَالِبِي بَرْجَادِ بَائِ مُشْتَرِي شَاهِدَرْ دَرْمَانَ دَغَارَ وَآخَرِي. Allah is that badr, that all the badrs of the world cannot bud like Allah. That a person who is selling his fruit, and end of the day, all the worst kids he can't sell. And a very generous man comes and says, what you want for this? He says, this, even the animals, I don't know if they will eat it. It's got no price. He says, what you made today? I made 100 rand. He says, okay, I'll give you 500 rand for this. This man will be overtaken. And where, even if you get such a generous man, you won't really find in the world. Allah Ta'ala is much, much, much more generous than that. A person can be 90 years making butparasti. One second he says, Ya Samad, that oh Allah, You are there for me. Immediately Allah turns his attention. So this is where we should be begging Ya Allah. And as our Hazrat has taught us in our Dada Shaykh, that the main thing we should ask Allah, Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. That, oh Allah, make me yours, you become mine. And Hazrat teaches us, after all this, look at what stage of love of Allah. Tell Allah Akbar, the sign of the love of Allah is, your eyes are on Allah Ta'ala. And you realize, where is the purity of Allah? Where is the greatness of Allah? What am I? Hazrat, and then that is what is called tawadu. It's easy for me to say the word tawadu. We don't even know the reality of it. Here we just learn a brief idea. Hazrat is teaching us, اختر خستہ دور افتادکو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے. After all this great lesson, Hazrat is saying that, oh Allah, I am like that khatta, that person who's got no value and far from you, oh Allah. All I want, please, out of your sheer mercy, you just draw me towards you. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we come with this intention to gain this reality and beg Allah. If we're on that path, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us.